I'm trucking on. And I'm trucking on. Move her on down the line, another town will do me fine. I'm trucking on. I'm trucking on.
Howdy, friends, and welcome to Trucking On. I'm your host, Ward Richmond. I really appreciate you tuning in today, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, dear listener, and welcome back to Truckin' On. This episode is called 10 Ways to Get Divorced Like an Adult. I'm continuing on releasing solo casts of list of 10 things that I thought of about different topics, and I think this is an important one. And I wish that this podcast existed when I was getting divorced. But to my knowledge, there wasn't anything like this. So what I did was seek expert advice from my friends who appeared to be somewhat happily divorced and have a somewhat decent relationship with their ex-spouse and who had children and had an active role in parenting and taking care of their kids and had a good relationship with their children. Those were the people I wanted to be like. So those are the people that I sought advice from. And I think it worked out pretty well. Hopefully my ex-wife, Gina, would agree. So lots of people will tell you horror stories about divorce and warn you and get you to feel paranoid and feel fear deep within your heart about the process and how horrible it's going to be and how your life's going to be ruined. And all of these things, but I ignored those people quite naturally, and I just associated with the other people that have already been through it and had more positive than negative things to say about the outcome, because that's what I was looking for, is more positivity in my life, not negativity. That was the point of getting divorced. So, number one, clarify your clear intention to the world that you want to have an amicable divorce and a loving relationship with your ex-spouse. Why wouldn't you? You're going to be tied together for the rest of your lives if you have children together. So may as well do your best to create a loving relationship post-marriage versus a destructive one. And the best way to make anything happen in life is to clarify your clear intention that you want to make said thing happen. This is no different. That's step number one. Step number two, do not badmouth your spouse, or soon-to-be ex-spouse, should I say, to anyone, especially not in front of your children. But don't just do it. Don't even let yourself do it in your head. Stop that shit. That is just going to put gasoline on the fire of any negative emotions that are going on. So watch your mouth and don't talk shit about the mother of your children or the father of your children. It's not cool. You have to lose the victim mentality if you want to have an amicable divorce. You have to take ownership that a marriage is a two-way street. And if you're getting divorced, you, my friend, were 50% of the fucking problem. So once you can accept that, it will become easier to not badmouth your spouse. Number three, control your temper. Easier said than done. I would guess it's pretty impossible to bat 1,000 on controlling your temper through getting a divorce. It is a very difficult thing. Perhaps the most difficult thing I've ever gone through. You'll feel deep emotions of sadness and anger and rage at times, I imagine. That's what I felt, at least. So in order to try your best to control your temper, I recommend, as usual, to avoid drugs and alcohol. That will only make things worse. Meditate, pray, exercise on a regular basis, and hopefully that will help you control your temper. Number four, pour love on your children. Be present with them. This is a tough time on any kids who have to go through their parents getting divorced. So despite how you're feeling and how angry and sad you may be, get your shit together when you're around your children. Be present with them and pour love on them. Maybe even spoil them a bit. I have a tendency to do that still, and it's okay. But take care of those kids and love them. Don't get them involved in any of the drama of the divorce. Just try to keep them out of it as much as possible and love those kids. Number five, as always, tell the truth. So Don't go telling lies. Don't try to hide things. Don't be a liar, because sooner or later you'll get busted, and then that will just make everything much more dramatic and will impact your chances for having an amicable divorce if you're a lying scoundrel piece of shit. So tell the truth. Namaste. Number 6, do not critique the behavior of your soon-to-be ex-wife or husband. Don't give them advice on how to parent or how they should spend their time or how they should be on time, unless they happen to ask for your thoughts on the matter, but I highly doubt that will happen, especially early stage in the divorce process. Maybe if you follow all of these steps and you have an amicable divorce years later, you might have a beautiful friendship with your ex-wife or husband, and they might actually ask for advice. But until that time, keep your mouth shut. It's one thing when you're married to give advice to your spouse, but when you're getting divorced, it is not going to be welcomed. I can guarantee you that. It'll just cause drama and anger and rage. Number 7, don't gallivant around town or Instagram with some new girlfriend or boyfriend. Use your fucking mind. Like, don't do that. That's just going to create major hostility between you and your ex, and you don't want that. Just avoid it. I'm not going to tell you to be celibate through the divorce process or something like that, but just be smart about it and don't be a total asshole. Don't introduce people you're dating to your children. I mean, unless you're like getting married to them or something, if you're dating someone, especially casually, don't go introduce that person to your children. It's not a healthy thing to do. I'm not making this up. I was told this by licensed professionals, by the way, and many people who are happily divorced, who have great relationships with their kids. It's just a selfish thing to do. It's keep your kids out of it. You don't want to confuse them. You don't want to bring other people into their lives if you're not extremely serious with them. But to go get extremely serious with someone while you're getting a divorce is definitely not one of the 10 steps to having an amicable divorce and getting divorced like an adult. It's a childish thing to do. So don't do that shit if you want to get divorced like a fucking adult. Number 8, don't haggle over money. Be overly generous. Don't have the scarcity mentality. I've found that I've personally made more money since being happily divorced than I did when I was unhappily married. The money will come. If you already have made money, you can make more money. So during the divorce process, especially this goes for if you are the primary breadwinner, just be fair and be more than fair. At the end of the day, it's the mother or father of your children, and you want to make sure that they're safe and have money to take care of your kids in a proper manner when you're not with them. That's how I think, at least. And if you're arguing and fighting over the meaningless dollars and cents that you can go make again anyway during this process, it's just going to cause drama. So if you want to avoid it, don't haggle over money. Be overly generous. Number 9, live as close to each other as possible. This, especially if you have young kids and you want to be actively involved in your child's or children's lives, then live close to each other. This was advice given to me by one of my friends who did not have that. He lives on the other side of town from his ex, and so has to drive like an hour in traffic to go see his kids. And that limits time with the kids. Gina and I live 5 minutes away, so if she needs a babysitter, oftentimes I can run over there, or I can go pick the kids up for school sometimes. I get to see them a lot more than what my custody schedule dictates. And to me, that's super important. And if being actively involved in your kids' lives and seeing your kids as much as possible is not important to you, then you should go see a therapist. So live as close to each other as possible. I was really upfront about this because I had that advice given to me by multiple people. And when you're negotiating the divorce, you can tell this to your attorney and they can write into the divorce decree limiting how far you can move away from your soon-to-be ex. And I think we did it by school districts. So we included a handful of school districts in Dallas. And it's not like you have to live 5 minutes away from each other, but somewhat close, not having the ability to move to another state or something especially, but I think the closer the better. Then you get to see your kids more often, makes everything easy. We also share a nanny, which is amazing, and that wouldn't work if we lived on opposite sides of town. So another positive thing that you could look into doing. Number 10, force yourself to do activities together. And we started this pretty much from the beginning, and that's spending birthday parties together, holidays together, not like all through the holiday season, of course, but do something special during the holidays all together. My kids love that. And it was very awkward at first, I'm not going to lie, but it gets easier over time, and you just have to rip the Band-Aid off and go have the awkward, we're the new bi-nuclear Richmond family, and we're going to do this in a loving, conscious manner, this divorce thing, and we're not going to be assholes to each other, and we're going to go spend time together and be all together as a family, even though we're not married anymore. And that is the point of having an amicable divorce, so that you can still be a family in some way. And I feel like we have that going for us. I hope Gina agrees, but I definitely feel that. I know my kids feel that. They know that they are still part of a family, and it's a unique version of a family, and it's not the same as it used to be, but we still love each other. We still take care of each other. We even go on vacations together. The first one was extremely awkward, and that was like 3.5 years ago or something. And the last one we went on was pretty smooth, and I'd say more enjoyable to a degree than vacations we went on together when we were married. So take that for what it's worth. I hope this might have helped you today, so you can let me know if it did. And if not, that's fine too. Nevertheless, thank you for taking the time to listen, and thank you for trucking on. And I'll see you next time. Peace.
Thanks so much for checking out this episode of Truckin' On. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can do so by leaving us a 5-star review and by sharing this episode with your friends. Don't forget to head over to truckinon.com for book recommendations, official Truckin' On merchandise, and you can sign up for my monthly newsletter. Thanks so much for tuning in and trucking on. All right. Stare into these eyes. I'm gonna tell the truth to you till I break on through to the other side. Living like I'm gonna die is the only time I feel alive. Living